Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and as always, just delighted to be here in your company. And with me today is your friend, Caroline Allen. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Just great.
I understand we don't have many people listening today.
Well, apparently the website's down for whatever reason, but we're going to forge on with our plan.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Well, it sounds good to me because those few people who are out there and are aware that we are here will have our undivided attention.
Won't they, though? Okay.
So, if you folks who are out there have not been able to get into the site to see what we have on board for today, let me give you a little idea. First of all, there is an incredibly important message from Archangel Michael that we are going to discuss today. There's going to be some news with regards to ISIS. We have some friends out there in the audience of both Archangel Michael and ISIS. And, of course, we have the beautiful healing hand of Caroline, who works with a God for healing. And so if there are people out there that would like to call in for a healing with Caroline and God, call in. Our number, since you can't read it on the site, is 877. I'm going to read it twice. 876-5227. Now get your pens. Those people who are out there, get paper. Write down the number because you can't see the website to see to read it. I'm going to give it again. 877-876-5227. And if you're calling from Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And Caroline, before we get into things, why don't you give your phone number since they can't read it on the site right at the moment?
Okay, I'll be happy to do that. My phone number is 540-586-2422. And Carolyn, why don't you give your website?
I think that would be a good idea. We're going to start out with this since people can't read it today. It's www.carolynevers.com. Well, Caroline, we just might be talking to ourselves today between the two of us.
Well, we always enjoy doing that.
Don't we now?
I know. What?
Let me start out and talk about Archangel Michael because this is something that we didn't discuss earlier. As you are aware from many clients who have called you, there's been a tremendous amount of new energies coming into the planet, causing a lot of, what shall we say, disruptions to the physical, the mental, and emotional.
Yeah.
Discomforts. And so, since you're aware of this and I'm aware of it, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who've been running through the same things. And it is because these energies are coming in, they are ramping up, and it seems like each month we have some new gateway opening up or some incredibly wonderful energy that's coming in, and the body has to catch up with it. Not only does the body have to catch up with it, but we're having changes in the physical body. And while we're talking about this, Caroline, before we get into the message, is there something you want to add to this with regards to some of the situations that people have had to deal with physically?
Well, the people that are calling me, anyway, are having problems with eyesight, eye infections, pain in their eyes. They're having a lot of intestinal discomfort and aches and pains all over their body. So that part of it's pretty general, and the aches and pains don't really translate as a virus or the flu or anything. They're not the same kinds of aches and pains because they're not accompanied by temperatures and headaches and all of that sort of stuff, but quite a few people have been having, and I've had a lot of people call me that have vertigo. So
when you look into the human body, these individuals who are complaining of such things, what are you seeing, Caroline?
Well, I'm really seeing that the energy is very different, and our cells are, it's kind of like our cells don't quite know exactly what to do with it. And so they're kind of struggling themselves with what do we do with this new energy and the new vibration rate. And, I've seen, like, with the people who have vertigo, they very often have, it's kind of like the little hairs in their ears which catch the sound and which give us balance.
Mm-hmm.
Have kind of leaned over and gone, ooh, what's going on here? Instead of standing up straight like they usually do. So it's been some, you know, nothing serious sort of thing, but it has made a lot of people uncomfortable. And I have had several people call me now in the last two or three days and tell me that their heartbeat doesn't seem to be regular like it's been all their lives. And why is their heartbeat irregular? So it's really affecting everybody's organs, and the cells are changing and mutating, and that's a good thing, but it's just that our physical bodies aren't really completely prepared for it.
And of course, those who have some issues with in the past with fear, they know as they're going through this, they're going to die.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've had several of them call me and say, am I leaving the planet this week? I go, what do you mean? Are you planning to go visit Mars, or think you're crossing over and making a transition? Which?
Yeah, so this, and of course, one of the energies that needs to be cleared from past lifetimes is fear.
Yeah.
And I know it's one of those issues that I've had to face from the past all the time. I'm getting so that I'm kind of getting afraid to look at my fear. There's been so much of it. Anyway, this is what we have been going through up until now. And the reason I wanted to kind of touch base with you, Caroline, is because pay your telephone bill, because what Archangel Michael has said in this particular message is that March, April, and May is even going to be more intense. And he said that he kind of builds up to this in this respect, that there are cycles, as you know, in the cosmos. And Supreme Creator has programmed these cycles. It's the divine plan, so that the purpose of it is there will be opportunity to advance in every part of creation at some point. And we are in this part of the cosmos, this is our opportunity. And Archangel says that throughout the whole year, there's going to be a long string of increases in energies, but these 3 months, March, April, and May, are going to be the most intense. And the purpose of these energies is that we are going to be able to connect to our soul in ways that we don't understand at the moment. And he goes on to say that the soul is a very large composition. And we're not aware of this because here we are with our ego and that portion of our connection to our own individual aspect of our soul self, but it's only a very small part of who we are. That our complete soul is in many dimensions, and we don't quite understand how all of this works, but what the purpose of these energies is to help us connect to that much larger portion of our soul, that much larger portion of what we are, kind of exciting, isn't it, Caroline?
Yes. Sounds wonderful.
And he goes on to talk about the symptoms that we are under, these symptoms that you're talking about. Yes, the body is changing, but it's also clearing the physical of what he calls foreign substances. Most of these substances are from food additives, impure air, and drinking water. You know, when you stop and think about that, Caroline, we've been collecting these sorts of things for a long time. Think about food additives. You know, we've been eating food, not realizing it, that so much of our food has additives in it. Our drinking water has things in it that the government has put in, things that have come from the surface waters. And look at all the particles and particulates that are in the air. So we've collected these substances over a whole lifetime, and up to now, not completely, but a lot of what has come in is clearing those things, besides the fact that our body is changing. And this is the part that is, you know about this, Caroline, I know, because we've been talking about that, and this is part of your work also that you do with people, and has been mentioned in information in books that I have received, especially Chaos Before Creation, that we have to release the residue of negative emotions that have become stuck in the physical in this lifetime and in past lifetimes. And I know you do a lot of that work, and you're doing that now with people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that the wonderful woman who taught me Reiki taught me to do was to be sure that you're clear in the emotional body and changing the memories, so that the memories that are in the emotional body are more pure and less based in fear. So I'm seeing that we're having to do a lot of that right now. In fact, I just got the message from Archangel Michael.
He's been busy, hasn't he?
He has been very busy. He's been helping me a lot this week with a lot of my healing work. And he's told me that there are some people that we can help with the healing. The kind of healing that I do on the telephone can be easily helped, and they're just like brand new the next day. But there are other people who have not done the kind of past life healing that you and I have talked about a lot. And we really have got to get those people cleared of their past life traumas, because they're not going to be able to move into this new energy if they don't clear the negative past life experiences. So, and what he's told me to do is to go back, and when I'm working on somebody, ask to see the original trauma that caused this illness,
mm-hmm.
and then go back and clear that original trauma. And anything that comes up within that trauma that needs to be cleared, so that people can go ahead and heal completely. So I've been doing a lot of that this week, and he's had his sword out, and he's helping sever some of the ties to traumatic old lifetimes.
Folks who might be out there listening, our phone number here is 877-876-5227. Give us a call either for a healing or a question where you might wish to connect to your angels, your guides, have a question.
From the Akashic Record.
Yeah, from the Akashic Records. And If you had a particular question for Archangel Michael, we would see if we could call in and answer it for you. Archangel explains what you're talking about. I'm aware that you know how this has occurred, but there might be someone out there who does not. And by the way, any of you who are interested in reading this message from Archangel Michael in its entirety, I have posted it in the spiritual notebook under New Energies. So nothing imperfect can go beyond our level. And that means that when we transition, we go from one dimension to the next, through the death process, we have to basically leave our negative thoughts and feelings behind if they have occurred in this particular dimension. They've got to stay here. And he talks about that and says they were encapsulated in a seed on your plane, and when you came back again to pick up new life in what you call reincarnation, the seed was and so when we pass over from one dimension to another through the death process, and we come back to Earth, we have a new physical body, and we pick up this little seed that then plants itself in the DNA, is released into the bloodstream, and these are the past memories now that we have to deal with, clearing the physical, like you're talking about, Caroline.
Okay.
So I thought it was kind of interesting the way he explained that.
I think that's very interesting. How about that?
And Archangel Michael went on further to say that these past negative emotions reside in the subtle body that surrounds our physical body. And we had this acknowledgement earlier, Caroline, and discussed it on one of our shows, that there has been a dispensation given by the karmic board so that all of this trauma from past lifetimes can be cleared in this lifetime. And in the past, we worked on this, and as we worked on it, we accumulated new karma, so to speak. And those on the karmic board realized that instead of clearing all this away, we were, in fact, accumulating more negativity that had to be cleared. And this is why it's so important right now to work with people like Caroline, working with energy, or this exciting thing that is Archangel Michael is telling us in this message what he is planning to do. And hadn't discussed this with you, Caroline, because this is kind of new. He just gave this to me today.
Oh,
and
awesome.
For those of you who might be aware that we had planned a trip in March under the auspices of Archangel Michael, it had to be postponed for several reasons, and we're not going to be doing this until later. But Archangel Michael does not want this March energy to not be utilized. We would have been on board a cruise during this March. This is some of the work that we would have been doing on the cruise, and since we are not there, Archangel Michael wants us to participate in this particular stage of his work. And this is what he has asked us to do, that those people who are interested in working with Archangel Michael, he is going to come, bring his sword of truth, and bring Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene and her angels to perform this work. We were going to do this on the cruise in March during the spring equinox, and so we will do this in our conference call. Anybody who wishes to join us in the conference call and participate with these beautiful angelic spirits, put your name on the newsletter at Archangel Michael's Conclave, and we will inform you when that particular date comes. And he says that he will, if people want to and there is a desire, he will also work with us on the radio show. So this radio show that we are doing today, if for whatever reason you cannot join us on a conference call, you can join us on the radio show in March. We will announce it. And Archangel tells us he's going to be there with his sword of truth, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and her angels, and they're going to be working during this very auspicious time to release this trauma from the past. He also says that it's going to take more than one time, and so he's planning on doing this several times. Isn't that an incredible thing, Caroline?
Oh, that is really wonderful. Great. Because that will clear lots of people at one time.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So for if people who might be listening to us now, this complete channeling from Archangel Michael is on the Spiritual Notebook on the our BBS radio website. It's called New Energies. If you want to be working with Archangel Michael and Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, then sign up for the go to www.archangelmichaelsconclave.com, sign up for the newsletter, and when we set up the date for the conference call, it will be announced in the newsletter. So, Caroline, I don't know if there was anything that you wanted to add to that from your vast experience.
No, this information is new to me, so I don't know if there's a lot I can add. I was, you had said to me, pay your telephone bill, and I thought, what does that mean? Does that mean people are going to be calling me, or I'm going to be calling them, or what exactly does that mean?
Are you talking about today or another day, or another time?
Right. Well, you mentioned it to me just a few minutes ago.
Well,
and I thought, oh, well, does that mean me and everybody else that's listening, and why would you bring up paying your telephone bill?
I was teasing you about that. Pay your telephone bill because March, April, and May, there's going to be a lot of work to do, and you don't want to be without a telephone. I was just a little humor,
okay.
Caroline.
Oh, well, those months are going to be doozy.
Yes.
I mean, I just am getting so much. I'm not getting information about what's going to happen as much as I keep being told those months are going to be very intense. So I think everybody needs to know that, and everybody needs to tell their friends and relatives and enemies and everybody else that they need to be preparing for whatever it is that's going to come. I know it's going to be new energy coming in, but I think there's going to be a whole lot more than that as well.
In the very beginning, he said that these energies haven't been on Earth for a very long time, actually, what one would consider epochs ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, this is Earth's opportunity to advance beyond many of your prophecies and thoughts concerning what you call ascension.
Awesome.
Yes, it truly is.
Beyond what we think of as ascension.
Hmm. Yeah. Fascinating words, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Well, hopefully we have some more people on board. Our phone number here is 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, you can reach us at 888-810-8322. If you want Caroline to work with you for physical healing, call in for that reason, which is a mighty fine reason to be calling in, because we know just how closely that Caroline works with God, holds the space while he comes in and does the healing. And then if you want to be connected to your angel, or perhaps even the cherubim to ask them a question, or maybe you have a question about a past lifetime. Perhaps we can find an answer for you for that.
Lots of different things going on here. Well, I also now is this moving along too quickly, or
no?
Are
go
you
right
going
ahead.
To talk about
this is a good...
ISIS, the things that you've been getting about ISIS.
Well, I sat down and asked about ISIS today because one of our listeners wanted more information on ISIS. ISIS is one of the main individuals that gave me information for Chaos Before Creation, and she calls herself the Mother of All Healing, which is an interesting title. And I had gone back a couple times to get more information about ISIS because people have asked me. Apparently, there are a lot of memories that people have of working with ISIS in the past, of being one of her initiates. And through the long time of history, I guess we probably recognize ISIS as being more aligned to the culture in Egypt. However, she has worked with many cultures, even outside of Egypt. I remember working in the past lifetimes as an initiate of ISIS in other countries also. So, now you have some memories of working with ISIS too, Caroline. I know that you do.
I do, but, you know, my memories... are very different from everybody else's, and it's kind of interesting to me that I haven't been able to find any sort of corroboration, but I've been told by ISIS that I was actually her daughter, and there's nothing in Egyptian history that mentions anything except a son. And I've been told that I was her daughter, and I...
But was this in Egypt?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was in Egypt. And I remember... My memories of her are as a child growing into an adult, and the things that she taught me, and the powers that we came in with... not in terms of power.
Ability, is that a better word?
Yes. The abilities that we came in with that were just pretty incredible. And I remember that I had a belt that was almost exactly like the belt that she wore. And, you know, I just have some really different kind of memories. Now, I know I was also later a daughter of ISIS. In terms of an initiation into the order of the Daughters of ISIS. I remember that in other lifetimes, too. But my initial memories of her are as a mother and daughter, and her tremendous love and guidance, and she was beautiful, and her strength of character was very strong and not something that could be manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were people around her who tried to manipulate, but she really couldn't be manipulated. She really knew the truth, and she really knew her purpose for being here. And our purpose for being here, and my memories of her teaching me were when I was a very small child, in such a different way from the way we teach our children today. I was really being schooled by her, basically, when I was 1, 2, and 3 years old. By the time I was 12, I was actually teaching classes.
I love it.
Yeah. And one of the things that we could do was there were these very large leather books which contained information on all kinds of subjects, astronomy, mathematics, the creation of the universe, God, I can't even start listing how many there were. But we actually could put our hand on the book and the information would come to us.
Oh, that's my way of learning.
Mm-hmm. It was absolutely amazing. And I would be standing there when I was 12 years old teaching all of these other people things about, say, astronomy or mathematics or God, and I would put my hand on this book and this information would actually come out of the book through my hand into my heart and then up into my mind and out through my mouth. It was pretty amazing.
Well, you know, there's a story about Edgar Cayce, what they call a sleeping prophet.
Right.
And supposedly he could sleep on a book at night and remember everything that was in the book.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right. He's the only person that I've ever read about who could do that. And so it was very, and I didn't really know about that part of Edgar Cayce until after I had seen my lifetime as an actual daughter of Isis. And it was later when I read that, I went, oh, my goodness. He was doing the same sort of thing that I was doing with my hands.
Well, I guess information never is destroyed like energy. It might change shape periodically, but comes back again.
Yes.
I know that Isis had been in other cultures and in other countries. I remember her being in Atlantis teaching the people there.
Wow.
So Isis has reincarnated along with humanity through different periods of time, though perhaps the Egyptian period is the most well-known because of the records that have been left and the cartouches that have been carved into temple walls. And in some of the temples, there is history of individuals who came. I was at Edfu, the temple at Edfu, and we had a very good guide, and he could read the hieroglyphics, which was marvelous. And
awesome.
Yes,
yeah.
It really was. And he talked about what was on this temple wall at Edfu, that a group of people came from an island that was sinking, which I thought was interesting.
Oh.
And that there is some descriptions of the individuals that came, and I really do believe that. Well, good. We have a caller out there that is listening.
We're glad we have a listener on.
Oh, you have lots of listeners. The line was busy, and we couldn't get on.
Oh, and can you give us your first name?
Jeannie.
Hi, Teenie?
Yes.
Hi, Teenie.
Hi.
Well, we're really glad that you called in. And what can we do for you, Teenie?
I just wondered what my angels are doing right now.
What do you mean, what are they doing? You mean you want a visual picture of them? You want to know how they work with you? Do you want to know if they're in your presence right now?
Well, actually, I talked to you a while back, and you told me that one of the angels had a message for me, and I had a dream later on that week, and Mary came to me in my dream, and she told me that...
Now, you mean Mother Mary?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That if I needed her to call on her, and she would help me. And she said she was going to help me through the Earth shift.
Wow.
And later on, my daughter was ill, and she had internal bleeding. And I thought, well, maybe I should ask her for help with this. And Carrie had went in, and her blood levels were at 9, and I asked Mother Mary to help, and the next day her blood levels went to 13, and the doctor just was amazed.
Oh, that's awesome. Tell about that. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, yes, and Mother Mary is such an incredibly beautiful soul who wishes to work with all humanity, who considers human beings as her children. Now, Teeny's asked this question, Caroline. You want to tune in a little, dear, and tell us what you're seeing regarding her angels or angel.
Okay. Did you want to know what they were doing at the moment?
Just if they have any more messages for me or if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, you certainly keep them busy, don't you?
Yes.
You do. They're telling me that you're not one of those people that doesn't call on them, that you really keep them busy, which is a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're right where you're supposed to be. There's not any other place that you need to be right now. You're where you're supposed to be.
Could they do a healing on me? I've got a bad cold right now.
Well, your bad cold is about a physical clearing. And basically, what they're saying to me is that you need to go through this clearing process.
Okay.
In order to clear some of the toxins and some of the past life memories that are that accompany the toxins out of your body. So what you need to do is rest and drink plenty of fluids and let this clearing take place, because once it does, your body will be stronger and better able to receive the energy that's coming in.
Okay. Before you go, Teeny, something that I just wanted to mention to you is you might not have heard this message that we were talking about that Archangel Michael had given us. Were you on board then? We have.
Yes, I did. I wrote it all down, and I'm going to do that.
Well, oh, great. Now, I was just going to reinforce what Caroline said about some of the things that we are clearing right now, because I don't think we've thought about that. You know, the food additives, the impure air, and the drinking water. And I was not seeing your angel. I just felt that Caroline was the one to tell you that. What I was seeing at the time, Teeny, is Mother Mary. And are you familiar with her miraculous medal?
Yes.
You know how she stands there and these rays are coming out of her hands?
No, that I'm not
okay,
familiar with.
Okay, on the front of her medal, she is standing there and her hands are outstretched. And from her hands, there are lines. Now, I don't know if the medals made here in America are showing those lines, but I got my medal from France, from the chapel where Mother Mary actually did appear to the nun to give her this medal. And on that medal, there are lines coming from her hands, which gives you the sense of this energy and blessings coming from her hands. Well, what I was seeing was Mother Mary standing behind you, and not exactly, you know, real close, but off to a distance a little bit, and this sense of protection. She had her hands outstretched, and I see this energy coming out of her hands just like it is on the miraculous medal. Do you wear a miraculous medal?
No, but I gave my daughter one.
Well, what you need to do, dear, is you need to wear one, too. Give yourself
a gift.
Right,
I will do that.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a connection between the two of you, and the medal is like an acknowledgement. It's you're honoring her in that regard, and she is there with you, protecting you. So
that's wonderful.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
Yes, honor her. Matter of fact, Caroline has told me one time that she wears Mother Mary's miraculous medal also and kisses it every once in a while. And Caroline, I have to tell you, I got into the habit of doing that too. It's very nice.
I mean, it's just, you don't even think about it, but you just,
yes.
Sometimes I just pick it up and rub it, and then I kiss it and, you know, send my love to her and thank her for all that she does for me, because she's...
I will do that, and I just love listening to the two of you.
thank
you, Jeannie.
You make my day.
we really appreciate that.
That's awesome to hear.
Yes.
Thank you, and God bless.
All bless right, you, too.
Thank you.
Bye, Jeannie.
Bye.
Yeah, Mother Mary is, as you are very aware, is... the mother archetype for our planet, and she has been given authority here. And I'm so glad we have a caller since the website is up. You people are finding us. Good. And your name?
Hello, Carolyn. This is Richard.
Oh, hi, Richard.
We got timed out the other night.
Well, you wouldn't be the first.
I was asking you to help me see my angels, and you said there was a master with a turban that was there.
Oh, yes. Caroline, tune into to Richard. The last time he was on, it wasn't this show. I was doing a show by myself, and Richard had called in, and he had, there was a gentleman who is working with Richard, and he is a master. He has a turban on his head and dark eyes, and I couldn't identify him at the moment as to who he was. I was guessing, and rather than guess, I'm wondering if you see him, if you can tune into him and see him and pick up his identity. See, I've seen this gentleman's picture in like websites. He is a master.
Well, I definitely am seeing him, and I've worked with this this man before, but I've not really ever asked what his name is.
He has it's not a fair complexion.
Mm-mm.
It's a darker complexion.
Dark eyes.
Dark eyes. The turban is very white.
Yeah.
I would almost say brilliant. And I don't know if he's showing you this, Caroline, but what he is showing me is in the area of the third eye, there is this stone. And the stone has facets in it. It's an oval-sized stone, and it has facets in it, very similar to the way a diamond is carved. He's not telling me his name, and I think I know the reason why he's not. Caroline, is he telling you his name?
No, he's not telling me his name. But I definitely know his energy.
Uh-huh. I think he wants Richard to discover who he is. Richard, he wants you to put forth a little bit of energy in connecting with him. I know if you go to the website, just go on the internet and do a search on Ascended Masters. You will see this gentleman.
Okay.
I have seen this gentleman. I can't think of his name, but there are not many who wear turbans like this. Maybe we'll get somebody out in the listening audience who will call in and say, I know Richard's Ascended Master that wishes to work with him.
Well, he'll work with you whether you know his name or not.
Yes.
You know, it's not... One of the things that it's hard for us to really comprehend is that beings on the other side of the veil do not have egos, so they don't need names. They can tell you the name if they were here. They can tell you what their name was when they were walking on this planet. But they don't really need to have a name on the other side.
So is there any specific message from this Ascended Master?
Does he have a particular message for you? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, that's what he's asking.
Oh. He wants you to do the work. He does have not just a message. He has a lot of work that he chooses to do with you. So he wants you to do the work of going into meditation and asking to see him and see what he's come to help you with in terms of work here.
It seems to me, and you're absolutely right, Caroline, but I think there's another aspect of this. I suspect that there was an agreement between these two individuals to do this work together.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was an agreement that you would work
together. Agreement, commitment, and this is your time. Richard, I'm not sure if you're the same one that I have in mind or not. We were talking, was I talking to you about meditation?
Yeah, you were.
And did you say that perhaps you could find time to meditate a little bit more than what you were presently doing?
Yeah, I was the one that said I have roommates, and it's kind of a finding time thing.
Yes,
that's
remember
where I
that.
Move to a peaceful
mm-hmm.
space.
Well, if you're willing to put aside some time and meditate, you have an individual here who is very advanced that it seems to me you have made this commitment to, and to work with you.
Okay. Is there any other angels, or is that...
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Caroline, do you see another angel? Do you see an angel around him, other than this Ascended Master?
Well, Ascended Master is his spiritual guide. Yes, he has other angels.
That was my original question the other night. I've been trying to ask for help or communication with whoever my angel is, and that's where this started. And then Carolyn said she seen the Ascended Master with the turban.
He's your spiritual guide, and this is a time when you have agreed to wake up and work with him. And when that sort of situation happens, you really need to get your own truth about what your spiritual path is and what your work is here with him without an intermediary.
I think that's an excellent point, Caroline. As human beings, we have a tendency, I don't know if the right way to say this is to listen to someone else where what this really is about is walking into your own power, to be walking into your own mastery. And I think that was an excellent way that you put it to Richard, that we're sort of acting like the reminder and the wake-up call, so to speak. And you're going to find your own truth and what it is that you have to do with this Ascendant Master by breaking the ice, so to speak, by going within, by doing your meditation.
And actually, also, it will sometimes happen when you're doing prayer work.
Mm.
That's how I met this guy. I was doing prayer work for the Afghan people when the war in Afghanistan first started. And so I was facing east every day, and two or three times a day I was sending love and light to all of the Afghan people. And he appeared to me after a prayer one morning. And, well, first time he appeared to me, he told me I was just, you know, doing my regular prayer work and wasn't in any particular place. He told me I needed to kneel and face east. That's it. Okay.
Okay. My other question the other night was that we didn't get a chance to answer is I called in right after another caller, a caller that was asking about where he was at as far as his own personal releases, and I had asked you about that, and that was a comment that we didn't get a chance to get to. Is there anything specific that I should be working at, or where am I at?
When you say releases, can you explain a little bit what you mean by that phrase?
Well, every different show talks about a different topic of something that you should be working on, an energy that you should be trying to release right now, something from this life or another life.
Oh,
or
what we were talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
The energies that the negative energies that we've accumulated from past lifetimes, is that what you're saying?
They need to be released before going to the next step.
Yes.
And that was my question, is where am I at in that process, or is there anything specific that's being said?
Caroline, do you want to address that?
Well, now, what God told me to do when I started doing release work was to start with this lifetime. Have you done any releasing work for this lifetime?
Whenever I meditate lately, I always focus on something like that. I just don't know where I'm at in that process and how it's working and if I'm doing something right or should be doing something different.
Okay, well, how God told me to do this was incredibly specific, but it also was very meaningful to me as I did the process. He said, I want you to go back to your first memories of this lifetime and forgive.
I have a hard time with that. I don't remember hardly anything from my childhood. I don't know if I blocked something out, but I have no memories from my childhood.
Well, when you start this process, put your hands on the paper, okay, that you're going to write on, because you're going to write this down. Okay, put your hands on the paper, bless the paper, and say that the information that you need to have for the releasing process will come easily and naturally in your prayer that you say over it. And then take your pen and say, and I started with actually with my parents, and what God told me to do was to forgive my father for anything that I thought he had done to me and ask him for his forgiveness of me for anything that I had done which had hurt him. So I started with my mother and my father and my brothers and my sister and then my grandmother who had lived with us when we were growing up, uncle who'd lived with us off and on. And then all of a sudden, these faces started appearing in front of me. And I said to God, I don't know who this is. He said, it doesn't matter. When you see the face, write down, I forgive you for anything that you did to me. Will you forgive me for anything that I did to you? And I filled probably, I don't know how many, 8 pages back and front with people that I didn't even recall from a young age, elementary school, junior high school, college, my married life. I mean, all of these people's faces would show up. And it would be like, for me, it was like they were alive, because I'd say, will you forgive me for anything that I did which was harmful to you or hurtful? And they would smile and say yes, and I'd say then, you know, the opposite. Will you forgive me for anything that I did? And that was a really powerful release process for me. And once I'd accomplished that, and it took, you know, a couple of weeks of sitting in meditation and having these things come up, then I started doing releases and asking to see past lifetimes that needed to be changed or healed and that kind of thing. Then I started on that process. So I think it's very important for us to release the things that have happened in this lifetime so that we are not carrying the karma that we had created in this lifetime, and that we're forgiving and we're accepting somebody else's forgiveness. And you don't need to know what it was. You know, God said to me, you don't need to know what you did to somebody. You may not remember what you said that hurt them or what you did that hurt them. It doesn't matter. Just ask for their forgiveness, because forgiveness is writ large, quote-unquote, in the clearing and releasing process. It is a process not only of seeing what happened or seeing the person that it happened with, but the forgiveness is what releases it.
Okay.
Richard, do you think you can do that?
Yeah, I think I can.
What Caroline just said to you, there's a lot of people that recommend that individuals do it that way. Before I was aware of that method, what I did was I started out with a relationship where there was pain of some sort. And the first thing that reminded me of my pain was a marriage that failed. And so I started with that because that was the most recent pain, so to speak. And then I worked through that. So that's another, I think what Caroline is telling you from the very beginning is what most people say, you know, to work that way. But if that doesn't work for you, if you're not having success with it, then work on a relationship where you felt pain of some sort. And we all have, we've all met people at some point of our lives where something just didn't go right. You know what I'm saying,
correct,
don't you?
Oh, yeah, it's making sense.
Wasn't perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I can remember at the end of that first releasing process, as it's now termed. I called it my forgiveness book. I was pretty horrified at how many people I'd hurt and how many people had hurt me. And I was like, whoa, this is really pretty incredible that in this lifetime I've hurt this many people, because, you know, I wasn't thinking when I was doing the release process to start with about the fact that you sometimes inadvertently say something that hurts somebody else and you don't realize that they've taken it in a hurtful way. you know, and all those folks popped up. So
you weren't coming from that point of view is what it was, Caroline.
Right. And I'll tell you something else that popped up. How many times have you had a driver cut you off in traffic and you almost had a wreck and you have sworn to high heaven at that person? That person has actually been given a curse by you. So I had some people like that show up.
Well, this is resonating real well with me as far as the forgiveness part, and then the rest will come natural. I guess I have the same question as everybody else. What do I know as far as what's my purpose and what's my mission or what agreement that I made? Or is he saying anything towards that direction?
Richard, I think that what Caroline is talking about, start with that. And there's a couple things that come through very clearly in the conversation. When people raise their vibrations through emotions of love and appreciation, usually. And if you can get to that point where you are forgiving individuals from the past, you start to feel love, you start to feel appreciation. When you enter into that level, it would be very easy for you to go a step further and contact this ascended master who is willing to work with you. That's what you're really, the second thing that you're really after is to break through that barrier from a lower vibration to a higher vibration. And forgiveness, the feelings of love, forgiveness, and appreciation is going to take you there. And one of the things that we talked about in the past that I do believe that helps is some music, and play the same, some music that you really are relating to, and play that same piece every time when you set the screen, to sit down and meditate. It could be lighting a candle. Whatever appeals to you, whether it's music, lighting a candle, opening a bottle of flower essence, and that scent touches you in a certain way, do the same thing each time. You're not far from a breakthrough, Richard.
The releasing stuff, I know it's something I need to do. It's something that I'm already doing. I just know I'm not doing it enough. I think what I'm battling is I've been in business for so long, I think of everything like a product line. It's like, well, which one do I choose? Do I do this craft or do I do that craft, or which one is the right craft? And I think I hear that all the time when I hear callers calling as well.
I think the answer to that is start. You've already started. Keep at it. Don't ask too many questions. Get into that feeling of love and forgiveness. And that's going to open you up to a higher level, to the advanced masters. You just mentioned something. You're in the business world. I understand the business world. The business world is very mental. They have plans that they've put together. They have these steps, one step to another. This is how you develop your business. Well, to a certain extent, that's true in the spiritual world, but it's not completely true, because it is more of an emotional thing and a vibrational thing than it is a thinking and planning thing. The only thing that I think you really need to plan, Richard,
stuck in the mental, stuck in the ego, huh?
Yeah, I think the thing that you really need to plan here is the times that you're going to sit down and meditate.
Okay.
Right.
I've been accused of that, going to step two or three before I go to step one.
Exactly. Well, I think anybody who's used to being in their mind most of the time does that. You just have to sit down and start doing, you know, the work. And it doesn't really matter where you start.
You know, there's another element about this, Richard, and that's faith. If it's something that you really want to accomplish and you set out about it, it's a spiritual pursuit, just have faith and trust that it's going to happen. you have angels around you. You have ascended masters, et cetera, elbow that wants to work with you. Have faith in the fact that if you start out and you work on this, that it's going to happen.
Okay.
Because you're going to be talking to him as we're talking to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Call back, let us know how it goes.
Oh, I will.
I want to hear from you when you finally do connect with this gentleman.
Okay. Take care, ladies.
You
okay,
too, Richard.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Remember when we were there, Caroline?
Oh, absolutely.
but I
have to admit that because I live in a small town and I don't live near a lot of other people, so I'm kind of isolated in a sense, and I didn't have a radio station to call, or I didn't know anything about what I was doing. I just kind of muddled through, and it was like whenever it was time for another process to happen or another curve in the road to go around, it just kind of happened.
Well, that's true, but I kind of understand where Richard's coming from, too.
Sure.
People who are
too.
In business, they do a lot of mental planning, and I can be kind of mental myself because I'm trying to put together the spiritual and the scientific. So I've got to do some of that deep mental thinking also, and I understand how it takes you on another path away from the spiritual. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
you really have to yank yourself back. You've got to get into your emotion. You really have to get into those feelings of love and trust and have faith, knowing that if you do these things, you know, the desire, the willingness and the desire are so important.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have to know how, just the willingness and the desire.
Right. I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would agree that you're mental.
Huh?
I would agree that you're mental.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I have that mental processing side, but I've learned how to work with the two.
Yes, you have. You've done a wonderful job integrating the two.
Thank you, dear.
Sure.
What are friends for, huh?
That's right.
Let's give out the telephone, Caroline. The people from the U.S. who wish to call us is 877-876-5227. And I would like to remind our listeners that if you want a personal consultation with Caroline, she doesn't have a website. She just told you she's not mental. She does not have a website. So, Caroline, tell everybody your phone number.
It's 540-586-2401, and I work Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I reserve 4 and 5 o'clock for emergency situations. But I do work about 2 weeks out, so when you call and you don't get me, you'll get my answering machine, and I'll call you back when I'm between appointments and make an appointment if it's appropriate.
Now, as for myself, since I do have those mental tendencies, I have a website, www.carolyn.evers.com. And when you go through that gateway, that will take you to, I don't know, about 5 or 6 different websites on different topics. Also, there is a website that I just became aware of is not on my Carolyn Evers website, and that's cosmicconnections.com. And that's cosmicconnections.com. Interesting website. There's a lot of information about timelines, history on the Earth. I've gotten some email from people who really enjoyed some of the information there. There's some channelings there, too, that I think are of interest. So check that out, too. So, Caroline, we were talking before Richard called in. We were talking about ISIS.
Yes.
And I just wanted to establish the fact that ISIS has been here reincarnating through many countries, through many time periods. I remember her being here in Atlantis, and perhaps, I'm not sure, but perhaps the last time that we know of in history where she has the most mention is probably in Egypt.
I remember her being in Greece.
Yes. What do you remember from her Greek incarnation?
Well, she was definitely a high priestess in the Parthenon. And I remember seeing her there and knowing who it was and recognizing it because I can, that's one of the first past lifetimes I ever remember. And I remembered it when I was in the fourth grade.
Wow.
Yeah, one of my teachers showed a film on Athens, I guess, but it was about Greece, and it was, you know, geared for elementary school children, and she was pronouncing all the words wrong.
And of course you corrected her.
Yeah, how does a third grader know? I don't know how I knew. I had no idea at that time. And I corrected her in her pronunciation, and I told her the back way up to the top of the Acropolis and what street she took, and I told her all this stuff, and I think she sat there with her mouth hanging open. And she actually called my mother because she thought my mother had been teaching me about Greece or something, and mother said, no, I haven't been teaching her anything about Greece. So then mother came in, and thank goodness mother was real open to this sort of thing, and she said, how did you know that? I said, I don't know, but I knew, you know, I just knew about being in Greece, and I knew how to pronounce the words. And she said, you remember in a past lifetime in Greece. And I said, really? So then she explained about past lifetimes to me, and I was like, wow, interesting. So when I went to school after my teacher had called my mother, she called me up and wanted to talk to me about it. She said, do you remember these things? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you haven't been reading about Greece in some book? And I said, no, ma'am, I've never read anything about Greece. It was the first time I was in the third grade that I remembered a past lifetime.
That's fascinating.
Isn't that?
Many times I think some people remember past lifetimes spontaneously, but for the most part I think a lot of us need to have something to jog our memory.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. We need a trigger.
Yeah, a trigger of some sort.
Right.
My biggest trigger is being in the country where that memory or that lifetime originated.
Oh, sure.
That, for me, is a very big trigger. There's something about the land, when you walk on the same land and you were there in another lifetime, it really does bring forth memories. Well, because we had been discussing ISIS in the past, and there are so many people who are attuned into ISIS, I sat down this morning and I asked the cherubim. I went to the cherubim in the center of the cosmos who hold the universal Akashic records to open them up and let's get a little bit more information about ISIS.
Great.
And the first sentence was, ISIS was one of the very early souls that went forth to help divide the dimensions.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought so. And, of course, the cherubim in past readings have really given some interesting information about that period of time. So there was a period of time when nothing was created yet. source. I use the term source. The cherubim seem to like to use the phrase all there is. Was alone. No angels, nothing. Source, all there is. And there was a time before vibration. They can't tell me what that was like, just that all there is always existed. But there was a time when vibration started, and all there is looked out upon the void and could see that there was possibilities there, but was too large to follow the path to these possibilities. And that is when Source came into vibration, according to the cherubim, and created, well, different levels. I won't go through all of that, but when Source first created the souls, there was a group that had their records are in a scroll. These are the ones that went into the void to divide the void into the dimensions to begin the cosmos. And Isis is one of those early souls that did this. Getting along, I'm just going to discuss some of the highlights here. When that happened, there was no experience, so that when these particular souls went forth to divide the dimensions, there was some uncertainty as to whether they were even going to come back. And they did, naturally, because we're here. But there was great jubilation among all the angels and Source, the fact now that there wasn't just a void, but the beginning of the cosmos. And so the cherubim say, you might consider this as a ladder. Each rung had to be put in place before the next layer was created. Now, they give some a little more information about vibration, about the levels in the dimensions, and I'm not going to go into all of those details, but they're coming back to Isis again. And they said, as we perceive Isis, she is very directly connected to Sophia, whose activities were involved with participating with Source or all there is to bring forth the beginning of creation. Now, they talk about that, Sophia and Source becoming involved in beginning of creation, and Isis is in a sense, a descendant of Sophia. And the way the cherubim explain this, Sophia had to change energy patterns to be able to go forth and help divide the dimensions, and Isis is part of the change in the energy patterns. So Isis is not complete as far as Sophia, but particles of Sophia as she moved to a lower level of existence. I thought that was rather fascinating.
I do too. Interesting how that worked.
Mm-hmm. And so the cherubim, in reading the records, continue and say, without Isis and those who worked with her, there would have been no cosmos. There would only be the void. You know, sometimes we don't think about these things, do we? We kind of take it for granted. You know, we're here, everything's working, and we don't always think about, well, what it took for these things to be evolved.
Right. Thank you, Isis.
Yes, thank you, Isis. This was a great adventure, as there was no known history when souls went forth to make this division and survived to return to Source again. These brave souls chose to take upon themselves a very special commitment and journey for Source. And so in this, the cherubim talk about Isis, one of the reasons why she has such a great intention to be connected and to commit it to creation is because of that first part that she was involved in those very early days, that she wishes to bring new information down to the lower dimensions for implementation in the world at this time. And it makes sense because we are at the cusp of these new energies coming in. And as Archangel Michael said earlier, these energies haven't been here since the very epochs ago. And here we are on this cusp, and here Isis is working again in this dimension to help humanity to evolve. I'm sure you feel this way too, Caroline. When I hear such things, it just makes me feel so loved and cared for.
Oh, I know it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So many beings out there helping us along.
Mm-hmm. I think it's easy to become discouraged in the world today because there is negativity. We have setbacks, and sometimes we identify with those setbacks. And I think it's good sometimes to think about how the world was created, how Source made all of us, how we're little particles of Source that he sent out for us to experience, and how all along the way we are loved and protected and honored for who and what we are.
Pretty amazing, because I think it must be a pretty difficult job to keep us in track.
Are you kidding? We can become rather belligerent at times, don't you think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, they say you can lead them to water, but you can't make them drink. Well, you know, the spiritual hierarchy sometimes can't even lead us to water.
Exactly.
We go fighting and stomping our feet all the way.
I know. Every time I look at donkeys and mules, I think, we're a lot like that.
Yeah, we're like that.
Oh,
so for those who are listening to our voice, if you would like a healing, want to touch base with one of your angels, for us to call in some information about a past lifetime, give us a call, 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. We're here waiting for your call. Now, friends, we probably have a half hour left out of this two-hour show. Now, don't wait till the last 5 minutes with 10 questions, because we'll get clicked off.
That's right.
Yeah, we have somebody at the home base going to click you right off. So call now, 877-876-5227. I know you've got that question. I can hear you thinking out there.
Well, now, is that all you have to tell us about Isis?
No, a little bit more here.
Okay, I thought, you've got to be telling us more about Isis here.
Well, if you know how much information I talk, you know, my telephone was on, and I'm talking to Archangel Michael this morning, talking to the cherubim, getting this information on Isis. We might have to have another installment of this.
Okay.
Because she really is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, the whole process that the whole cosmos has been through is very fascinating.
Yes. And when I, so many people who ask for, I guess we have a caller.
Yes. Hi, Carolyn and Caroline.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And you guys?
Yeah, we're fine.
We're great. And who's this?
This is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, I'm so glad you called in. I really thought it was Nancy, but I was going to let you say it. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
You know, you're a lady with a lot of questions. I love you, though. Or are we through our conversation that we are going through, do we kind of help you raise some of these questions?
Yes.
It's like you have a little fact, and then that makes room for another question, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling this week?
I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm releasing a lot of stuff.
Really?
I'm having a few ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been interesting.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of ups and downs, too.
Well, you know, I had really a difficult time getting on the radio show today.
Why is
and
that?
And I missed your first, I think, 20 minutes.
We were having technical difficulties. I'll get it out.
Oh, okay. So
there was a problem of some sort.
Oh, okay.
Were you having a problem even calling in on the telephone number?
No, this is the first time I tried calling in. I thought I would just wait and let everybody else get in. And then, since no one was calling, I thought, well, I need to call then.
Well, the website wasn't up, but the telephone lines were working, and Caroline and I were here, you know, talking. So any other time, if the website is down and you know we're on board, just use the number and call.
We'll answer
you directly.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds good.
Sure. What's your question, Nancy?
Well, I want to see if there's a different angel that will come through and what they might have to say.
Okay, so you're looking to see if you have more angels out there.
Yeah.
And Caroline, I talked to Nancy, I think, the last time about one of her angels. Why don't you take a peek and see what you can find?
Nancy, what kind of angel are you looking for here?
Well, just one that has a message for me, because the last time I called, you said, oh, which angel?
How do you have more than one?
You have a large crowd of angels.
They're all crowding in on her?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I remember the first time somebody told me about having a guardian angel, and I thought, wow, I have one angel. That's really neat. Then somebody else told me, oh, you always have at least three angels. Well, I think some of us who are more recalcitrant, and that happens to be my nature, or rebellious, are assigned a heck of a lot more angels because it takes a lot of angels to keep us in line.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
That's not a thing I'm real proud of.
Oh, Caroline, I don't believe that. Recalcitrant. Come on.
I am. I mean, you know, I'm one of those people who, if you tell me I have to do something, I am not going to do it.
Now, wait a minute. That's the difference between somebody telling you have to do something
right.
And somebody inviting you to do something.
Right.
Sounds to me like you're just a regular human being here.
Are you still there? Clever. I hear you.
You can't hear us? Can you hear us now, Nancy? Have we lost Nancy?
Nancy!
No, I can hear her very faintly in the background. But not enough to hear her.
No.
So you must still be experiencing technical difficulties.
No, we're not experiencing any difficulties right now. It is the caller's line. I just hung up on them, and if they call back, maybe their line will be better.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, good.
Right.
Thanks. Well, there was the powers that be.
That's right.
We're not having technical difficulties.
The power that be, that is.
Yeah, well, he's the power that be.
Oh, no. He is, definitely.
Maybe we're back.
I am back. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either.
How about that? Okay. Let's see here about your angel of the day.
Oh, now that's good. Angel of the day.
Angel du jour. This angel is dressed up in very interesting, because I don't usually see this, but she's dressed up in very ornate clothes, very heavily and intricately beaded and embroidered. It's a green dark green gown, and it's bordered with a sort of rosy red that's a different pattern from the pattern that's on the main body of her gown. And she has long sleeves, and she has the same border around her sleeves that's around the base of her robe, which comes almost to the floor. And she has on leather shoes, which look like they've been suede-ed, sort of. They look soft, but it's definitely leather shoes.
Now, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, because usually they're barefoot.
I know.
Yeah.
They're usually barefoot, but her shoes are peeking out from beneath her gown. And she has on what's, maybe I'd call it a headdress. It's not a scarf, but it sort of comes above her hair. You can see her hair a little bit in the front, and it's fairly, you know, it's maybe 4 or 5 inches tall, and it's also very ornate. It really looks kind of Elizabethan.
Well, she's very elegant.
She is extremely elegant. And I get, she's telling me she's a lady in waiting to a queen. And that's why she's dressed the way she is. Very, and she just held her hands out. Interesting. She's got some sort of color on her fingernails, and she's got lots of rings on. This one is someone who has made her transition and become an angel, has not decided to come back in for quite some time.
Would you call her a guide rather than an angel?
Well, we could do that. We could call her a guide rather than an angel. But I just usually tend to call everybody angels with on the other side if they're working with us, except with different occupations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this woman is very she has what I would call an I don't know what the name of it is, but it looks sort of like a lute. Are you familiar with a lute, Nancy? Well, it's kind of like a violin. It has a long neck, but it's round at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and it's rounded in the back, and it was very soft, has very soft music, and ladies were taught how to play the lute. Are you interested in music?
Not really.
Oh, okay. She just said, this is my interest, not hers. I said,
okay.
Okay. So she is actually part of the musical band of angels.
Oh. We talked about that one time.
She's part of the musical band of angels, and she's one of the angels that plays and sings for people when they make their transition.
Oh, we have been wondering about that.
Yeah, interesting. How about that? But now she's not there because you're getting ready to make a transition, okay? Angels sometimes have multiple tasks. They are much better at multitasking and at being in multiple places at one time than we are. We have not gained that kind of knowledge here yet. It's coming, but we haven't gotten there yet. Okay, she also is a lady of letters. She's doing calligraphy.
Oh.
Showing me that she did a lot of, she was like a scribe. She wrote things down when she was here. interesting. So what she's showing me these things for is to show that she is an accomplished and sophisticated woman, and she is here to help you with any endeavor which you would undertake, because she is very accomplished. So if there's something that you wish to do, Nancy, you know, if you wanted to learn how to write poetry, or you wanted to do calligraphy, or you wanted to learn a new language, she would be here to help you with that. That's the kind of thing that she does. And her message to you is that that there's something that you've always wanted to do all your life, but you haven't done it because you never seem to have time.
Most of us.
Yeah.
I know. And she says to do it. Now's the time to do it. And she's there to help you with it. And she will help you. She's been on Earth, so she understands about the need for financial resources. So she will help you with the financial resources that you need to do what you've always wanted to do but haven't done.
Does something come to mind, Nancy? I'm really curious about this one.
It's something that would make your heart sink.
What would you like to do that makes your heart sink, Nancy?
Well, you know, I would love to be able to play the organ.
Uh-huh.
And I've just, I mean, when I was growing up, we weren't allowed to take lessons in anything. And I kind of veered away from that, and I wanted to get into the healing thing, so I don't know, you know, if it's the organ or if it's the healing.
It's the organ, because the organ will heal you, and then you will be able to heal other people.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that awesome?
That's
what it's all about. And that's part of why she showed me the lute to start with. It was, I knew that there was going to be something else about music. She will help you find the resources, the teacher, and the organ to take lessons on. So,
oh my goodness.
If you do that, it will make you, it's kind of interesting how when we're following our joy, we become so much more joyful and so much more able to do other things like healing and serving other people, because we're serving ourselves.
Right.
Well, I would like to add to that, too, not about this particular individual, but that guides and angels come and go in our lives based upon our passion for something that we wish to achieve. In other words, we have needs, we put out thoughts into the cosmos, and these individuals come and they help us with that. And so it's a good idea to know that if there is something that you wanted to do, someone on the other side is going to come and help you. And so, Nancy, all I can say is, darling, go with joy. You've got somebody here to make your heart sing.
It's really beautiful.
Yes.
That is just awesome to know. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Thank you. That was a very interesting lady. I really... Oh, and by the way, Nancy, are you still there?
Yeah.
Her name is Gwendolyn.
Oh, my gosh. I just got goosebumps.
I know. I did, too.
Gwendolyn.
That's awesome. Her name is Gwendolyn. And she said, just talk to her and let her know exactly what you want, or not what you want, but what you choose to do, what you know will bring you joy, and she will help get everything arranged for you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Sure.
Is there a possibility to for you to ask Gwendolyn a question? Because it's it's interesting to me. I don't know if Nancy needs to know this, but I'm sort of wondering what attracted Gwendolyn into Nancy's lifetime at this moment.
Yeah.
Is she willing to share with us?
Because this is the time in Nancy's life when she had chosen, before she came in, to not be just responsible for other people or even for herself, but to start finding her joy.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh.
So that's why she's come into your life now.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know if this
beautiful
would interest
lady.
You, Nancy. I would write the word joy on some paper and put it someplace so you could be reminded of this, like on a mirror or something.
Uh-huh.
This is your time for joy.
Oh.
It is, and you know, it is for other people, too. This is a time to look for your joy. If you're doing what makes your heart sing, if you're doing what brings you joy, you know you are on your path completely, because that's what God really intended when we were created, for us to experience joy and love and laughter. And this is a time when he would say to anyone, if you're not doing something that brings you joy and makes your heart sing, put it down, whatever it is, and find something that will bring you joy. And it will, it's kind of like it will mushroom when you go towards that joy. Then you're in the flow of the universe, as the Buddhist would say. You're going to get more from your life, and you're going to experience more and more joy because you're starting to look for the joy.
Uh-huh.
So Allie, that's beautiful, Nancy.
Oh, yes, I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah, you and Gwendolyn are wrapped up in a beautiful project of joy now. I just love it.
Yes.
You're going to have to call us back and tell us what you're going to do about this.
Oh, gosh, I will, definitely.
See you, Nancy.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bless you.
Bless you.
Oh, that Caroline, that was so beautiful.
It was.
That was so beautiful.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. That makes my heart sing.
Well, it makes my heart sing, too. It, you know, when I hear things like this, like I was telling Nancy, you get one answer and then you have another. Then I'm seeing this elegant, accomplished lady, and I'm wondering, gee, I wonder what court she was with. Was this King Arthur's, or was it England?
I don't know whether it was, I didn't get a sense of whether it was England or France, but she had the elegant clothing that they wore in the Elizabethan era.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was somewhere along in that period, but I don't know whether it was, you know, which place it was, and I didn't think that really mattered. Though she was in a very beautiful castle, which I didn't tell Nancy about because I was more interested in the message and what she was doing and why she was there. But there were stained glass windows in the castle, and it was built of beautiful gray stone.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know where it was. That's not one I'm familiar with.
Well, you know, I'm mental. I would have asked those questions.
I know you would have.
Yeah, I would have had those mental questions. Caroline, tell our audience your phone number, dear.
Okay, my phone number is 540-586-2401. and I would be delighted to hear from you.
And my website is carolynevers.com. So much information there. One of the books there, Chaos Before Creation, has a good bit in there about Isis, if Isis is a one of your friends. One of the reasons that, or one of the things here I thought was very fascinating is that she has partnered, that Isis has partnered with Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael came to this part of the cosmos to start a new adventure in creation and brought with him all of his light workers. And on Archangel Michael has gave me a book called Earth History, Past, Present, and Future, which he does explain there how he came to the planet with his light workers. And that's a fascinating story. But we're saying, the cherubim said here that Isis has partnered with Archangel Michael, working with him right now in work here on this planet, and that the two of them spiral around each other. In other words, through all of these epochs and periods of time, Archangel Michael and Isis, and I like this word, spiral around each other, bringing companionship, devotion, love, and the carrying out of a commitment made when this planet was created. You with us, darling?
Yes. Sorry.
I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, I thought I had quelled that cough.
It's okay.
It came up anyway.
And so Isis and Archangel Michael are spiraling around one another, working here on this planet now. And they are also working along with the soul that was known as Yeshua, that some call Sananda.
Right.
And so the three of them right now are working here together because of all these new energies coming in and the advantages and the opportunities that we have as human beings to move up through the dimensions. And so that is a current mission for them because of what is happening right now. And so there's a new paradigm of adventures will soon begin for Archangel Michael. That's also mentioned in his Earth history, you might say his next project, so to speak. And if Isis so chooses to work with this great light being and spirit, she will do also. So it was an interesting reading, I think.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I think that so many people are interested in Isis. I will go back to the cherubim another time and get some more information. But this basically, I had asked, what should we become aware of now with regards to Isis? And so they were giving us this little story of how she began, how she worked here on the planet, and I thought that was fascinating, how she cycles with Archangel Michael, how the two of them work together, and she has a next step to go to, and, you know, she might work with him then.
Interesting. I wonder what she's how she's reincarnated. Not how, I guess, is not the right word, but who she was as she reincarnated.
You mean this time?
Mm. Is she here now?
Yes.
And is she any person in particular?
Yeah, she's working with Lady Isis, who has who does a, I don't know how to explain this. She has several websites, and she sends out daily inspiration to people, and I'm sure there's a lot of individuals who go to her website and get her daily messages.
Oh, okay.
So it works a little different from what it's been in the past, in the sense that she's not in a temple.
Right. The temple is now within.
I love that, yes. our temples where we all met is now within.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful times ahead of us, Caroline.
Oh, there are really beautiful times.
So we are now at, we probably have another 5 minutes, and I know that there's somebody out there who has waited until we had 5 more minutes to call in.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. But if you're one who's hanging in the background waiting for the last 5 minutes, now's the time to call.
There's not much time left.
No, but, you know, they don't have to talk to us too long when they've only got 5 minutes.
That's true.
It's 877-876-5227. I guess there's nobody out there who needs a healing, Caroline.
Oh, that's fine. We get healings in all kinds of ways, Caroline.
Well, that's true, but usually with all the stuff that's going on right now with headaches and stomach aches and all this other stuff and getting prepared to die, because for sure our heart isn't beating on the same way it was before these energies came in. I figured somebody would call in for one of those physical healings that you're so well, that you so well do.
Well, that's okay. Maybe next week, next time we get together, somebody will call for that. I'm not, I really do feel like the other information that we have has been interesting and fun, and I've enjoyed hearing it, and I'm sure that the other people that are out there listening have enjoyed hearing it too.
Well, let me say that there might be another person out there who has a Gwendolyn that is working with them. Call in and find out. You're now down to about 3 minutes. It won't be much of a description.
It won't. Maybe they'd be better off waiting for a couple weeks or calling us in the meantime.
Well, I don't know. We could give a lot of information in 3 minutes. We're real chatterboxes.
Well, has Archangel Michael said anything about the changes that are coming in the next 3 months, other than that the energy is going to be very different? Has he said anything else about other changes or anything?
I haven't questioned him in particular about what the changes are, other than in March is the equinox. And, of course, the equinoxes and the solstices have always been very powerful and potent times.
I thought March was the solstice. I thought the equinoxes were when the days and nights were the same amount of time, and that's one in the winter and then one again in the summer. And
Caroline, I could be wrong, but I thought it was the equinox in March. There's two equinoxes and there's two solstices.
Right. Okay. Maybe somebody will call it
and correct us.
Which? I don't know.
Whether it's a solstice, whether it's an equinox, it's a very powerful time of the year, and it's on the 20th. It's around the 20th.
Okay.
And it always has been a period of time. Well, the Templar, the Knights Templar, for instance, were noted for having their secret meetings during the full moon, during the equinoxes and the solstices. So it is a very powerful time of the year. We have, even in the ancient cultures, the fire ceremonies in England and other countries. These were important times when energies, even before now, were more powerful than usual. And there are gateways that have opened. He only explained, I'll have to question him on that. He explained that this was the time when it was the most opportune time to clear the energies from the past that we're carrying around in our bodies. But maybe I need to sit down and ask him about the energies specifically. When he said that March, April, and June were going to be very significant times. March, April, May, rather. Yeah, I just accepted that. I wasn't using my...
You weren't using your questioning ability?
No, because usually when I'm taking a message from somebody, I'm in a different energy. I close down my reasoning, logical side, and open my spiritual side. So I don't usually have questions. It's after I get the energy, and I'm well. See, you understand that, Caroline, because
sure.
you're working in the theta state,
right?
And you don't usually question in that state.
No, you don't.
You're in a completely different state. Well, Caroline, my dear, we are approaching. Is that a caller?
No, that's me hitting the button.
I figured it had to be a caller because we're right up to the line. We're right up to the moment.
No, that was me.
Well,
I was moving my little telephone around, and
we have probably 2 minutes, and in those 2 minutes, I would just like to say. This has been a very difficult time for people who are connected, who have been caught up in the storms that you know, the snowstorms and ice storms that have been coming through the Plain State into the east. And I have felt so grateful and so thankful because my house is warm. I have the electricity is flowing. I have water. I have food in the refrigerator. Have gasoline in the tank of my car, and it is interesting when there are inconveniences that are you see people who have inconveniences because of the weather or whatever they are. It makes you feel so grateful, and I've been so utterly grateful and felt like I was taken care of by spirit in such an extreme manner to have missed some of these problems.
So have I.
Thousands of families here in Maryland are still with electric.
Oh, really?
Well, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, and thanks for joining in today.